Unit 3. A Taste of English Humour. Using language. Listening. Listening text. The Story of the Drunken Chickens. Part 1.
Mary Smith looked at the beautiful ripe plums. They would make lovely jam. When she had finished the cooking, she filled all her empty jam jars and left the rest of the jam in the pan. She would put it in the fridge when it was cooler. But just then, the telephone rang. Her mother was in hospital after a car accident. Mary picked up her bag and ran out of the house. Some days later, her husband, John, came home from a business trip. He had been traveling all day and felt like having a drink and a piece of cake. As he came into the kitchen, he saw a pan with a dark red mess inside it. He lifted it up and smelled it. It smelled bad. Mary must have forgotten to clean this pan, he thought. So he poured all the jam into the chicken yard and cleaned the pan. Then, feeling comfortable, he began to eat a piece of cake.
Part 2.
When Mary returned, she noticed the chickens behaving strangely. They were running round the yard as if they were sick. She saw the dark red mess on the ground and went closer. When she saw a plum stone, she went into the kitchen. Her husband was reading a newspaper at the table. Angrily, Mary rushed up to him.
"You threw away my jam!"
she shouted.
"Oh, that's what it was," he said. "I'm sorry, but I thought it was porridge which had gone bad in the hot weather."
"Good heavens!"
said Mary.
"That must be the jam I left in the pan. But why didn't you throw it in the dustbin?"
John laughed.
"It was a mistake. However, the chickens have enjoyed the jam, except that it has made them drunk. What are we going to do with these drunken chickens?"